My apologies if the quality of voice wouldn't be very great in today's shiur because I am presently in the car, but this is the time I have, so I could only hope to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that the quality will be satisfactory. The shiur is dedicated to Le'ilui Nishmas of Chaim Yisrocha ben Yechiel Zeidel Dov, our dear and unforgettable Chaim Feigenbaum, should be a Melech Yosha for his entire beautiful family. This week's Parsha, Parshas Yisrei, we learned Aseres Adibris. And as we know from Rabbeinu Sadia Gaon and many other Rishonim, the Aseres Adibris is the foundation of the entirety of Torah. It is an abbreviation of Tariag Mitzvahs, and each and every one of the Tariag Mitzvahs has its essence in one of the Aseres Adibris. However, the topic we will be discussing today is Lo Tiso Eshem Hashem Elokecho Leshav, Pshuto Yishon Mikro, referring to Shavuot Shav. Shavuot Shav is extremely uncommon, so the topic we will be discussing today is the Gemara and Brochas Lamed Gimel Omed Alav, Kolom Avorach Brochas She'en Etzricho, Over Al Lo Tiso Hashem Hashem Elokecho Leshav. So the Gemara teaches us that every Brocha Levatola is an equivalent to Shavuot Shav. And it's a machlokes in Rishonim whether this is the Oraisa or it's an Issa de Rabbonon, and the Pusik is only an Asmachta. The Rambam in Tshuvas Pe'era Dorsim and Kufei makes it clear that every Brocha Levatola would be considered an Issa de Oraisa. The Mogen Avraham maintains that it's also obvious from the Rambam in Perek Aleph of Hilchos Brochos Halachat Hazvav, when the Rambam says, "Amavorach Brocha Shein Etzricho Noisa Shem Shomayim Leshav," which seems to indicate that it's mamish similar to Loises Hashem Shem Lakecho Leshav. Elior Rabbe Nishma Sodom argue that we cannot prove this point from the Rambam because the Rambam Sach HaKol says the same as the Gemara. And if in the Gemara we could claim it's the Rabbanon, we could argue the same regarding the Rambam. However, Tshuvas and Rambam, it is obvious that it's the Oraisa, so that probably would be the interpretation, the proper interpretation of the Rambam and Hilchos Brochos as well. Tosfos Rosh Hashanah Lamed Gimel Lamed Aleph Rosh, Perekame Mesechet Kedushin of Memtes, Sefer Achinuch Mitzvah, Tov Lamed. These Rishonim maintain very clearly that Brocha Levatola is only an Issa de Rabbanon, and the Posuk is only an Asmachta Anate Drosha Gemura. It occurred to me long ago that maybe there would be a raya to the opinion that it's only an Issa de Rabbanon. Murid Avdala Domindalev, the Gemara says, Hamoitzi Shem Shomayim Levatola Over Al Eisa Shem Elokecho Tiro. The Gemara says that if a person is Moitzi Shem Shomayim Levatola, not in the context of a Brocha Levatola, but Stam, Moitzi Shem Shomayim, you know, he utters a Kodesh Baruch Hu's name without any purpose, is over on a mitzvah to say, Eis Hashem Elokecho Tiro. I think it would be very unreasonable to maintain that Brocha Levatola is over Belav and Moitzi Shem Shemayim Levatola is only over Be'ese. The contrary would be more reasonable. Brocha Levatola probably is less chomer than Moitzi Shem Shemayim Levatola. So what would seem to me the proper interpretation is this. Shavua Shav is a lav. Shem Shemayim Levatola is an asay. Brocha Levatola is an Isser Derabona. Does the Isser apply only in Loshen Kodesh or also in other languages, be it English or French or Aramaic or any other language? This is a machloikis and achroinim. Tshuva Rabbi Akiva Eiger, first chelik simachofei, Rabbi Akiva Eiger argues that the yisur of Brocha Levatola is in any language. His argument is, in Hilchos Shavuos, the Rambam makes it clear that Shavuos Shabbos and Issa D'Orais in any language, so Brocha Levatola would be the same. After all, Chazal are masmech the Yisa of Brocha Levatola and Lo Yisiso Eshem Hashem Elokecho L'Shav, so they probably have the same dinim. That is also the opinion of the Prima Godim. Orachayim Simen Reishu Tes Mishbitzay Zov Sif Kotten Gimel. On the other hand, many Achroinim maintain that the Yisra of Brocha Levatola is only Lashon Kodesh. That is the opinion of the Pnei Yehoshua and Brochas Daf Yud Beis. Eishel Avrom, Orachayim Simen Reish Yutes, Ocha Shulchon Simen Reish Beis, Derech Pikudecho, that's the Bnei Yisoscha. One of the great Hasidic Gedolim, Mitzvahs Lotase Lamed, all these Achroinim maintain there would be no Isra in other languages, and therefore they suggest a very interesting and original solution to any case of Sofek Brochas. In a situation of Sofek Brochas, the Aloch is Sofek Brochas Lehokal. But these Gedolim suggest that if you have a Sofek Brocha, you have a very simple Eitz, a very simple solution. Say the Brocha in another language. For instance, Brich Rachmono, Malka de Alma, Shachoni Yibadvoro, Moitzelechem, and Oaz, Boyne Minim Azoynes, Ashik Elishono, Bemitzoyse, Vetzivonu, Anatilu Sadaim, or whatever the Sofek might be. Brich Rachmono, Malka de Alma, is an acceptable formula. We find it in Or Chaim Simen Kuf Samach Zayin Legabe Berchus Amoitzi and Kuf Pei Zayin Legabe Berchus Amozoin. So if we assume that there is no Issa of Brocha Levatol in other languages, and on the other hand, Brochas Neamora is Bekol Loshoin, that would be a very interesting solution. So some of the Gedolim actually suggest this Derech, rejected by Rabbi Kivega, because in his opinion there's an Issa of Brocha Levatol in any language. Regarding the opinion of the Chasam Sofer, there is a controversy, because in Sefer Birkas Moshe, which was printed almost 200 years ago, I think was printed in Breslau, the Mechaber of this Sefer writes that the Chasam Sofer paskened, and he actually did so when there was a suffix regarding Kiddush Levona. He doesn't specify what the suffix was, but he says that the Chasam Sofer himself said, Brich Rachmona Malka de Alma Asher B'Mamore Boruch Shechokim, and the entire Bracha. This testimony seems to be highly questionable, because the Chasam Sofer himself in Chedush Chasam Sofer Nedorim Dav Beis Amed Aleph rejects this Eitzah on the basis that there is an Issa even in Aramaic or in other languages. And the Meram Shik, one of the greatest disciples of the Chasam Sofer, also quotes the Chasam Sofer in Tshuvas Meram Shik, as well as in Chidushe Meram Shik Sefer Mitzvahs, Mitzvah Samech Tes, quoting the Chasam Sofer that this solution is unacceptable, because his opinion was the same as the Mekiva Eger's opinion, that there's an Issa of Brocha Levatola in any event, even in other languages as well. Tzitz Eliezer, I think it's in the 10th volume, suggests that the Moshe Sofer quoted in the Sefer Berkas Moshe doesn't mean there's some Sofer, but rather Rav Moshe Mipshavorks, who was a Sofer. I find this suggestion totally unacceptable and even a bit amusing. Rav Moshe Pshavorsky wasn't a Poisik. He was a Hasidic master, Metalmidei Talmidei of the Baal Shem Tov. He wasn't known as Hagoen Rav Moshe Sofer, definitely not in Breslau. I assume, I guess, that the Machaber of Berkas Moshe never heard of the Baal Shem Tov. Needless to say, Rav Moshe Mipshavorsk, when he quotes the Chasam Sofer, he writes, Yeshev al Memlachtoi Beir Preshborg. It's a bit difficult to confuse Pshavorsk with Preshborg. Well, they have some similar letters, but from Pshavorsk to Preshborg is a long, long way. So obviously, he definitely means the Chasam Sofer, But if the testimony is correct and there's no other confusion, it is very interesting and questionable, because Chassam Sofer himself, as he writes in his Chedushim and Adorim, quoted by his great Talmidim, rejects this idea, and contrary to what is quoted in Berakos Moshe. So basically, the argument is whether there's an Issa of Brocha Levetola in other languages. Rabbi Kiva's argument is yes, because if there's an Issa of Shavua Shav, there should be an Issa of Brocha Levetola. Obviously, the other Achroinim, some of them giants, they would argue, especially if it's only an Asmacht and an Issa de Rabbonim, the fact that Chazal were Masmech, the Issa of Brocha Levetola, doesn't necessarily mean that the halachas of Brocha Levetola must coincide with the halachas of Shavua Shav. So up to this point, whatever we said refers to the concept of Brocha Levetola. From this point on, we will be dealing with a different concept of Brocha Shein Etzricha. Chazal defined both concepts with the same terminology. Brocha Slamet Gimel, when Chazal say, Mavorach Brocha Shein Etzricha Over Mishum Lo Tiso, their kavona is Brocha Levetola. However, there's another concept also defined as Chazal, by Chazal, as Brocha Shein Etzricha. And in Poiskim, when Brocha Shein Etzricha is mentioned, they mean primarily this concept. What is the concept? It is prohibited to cause a brocha to be needed when we could avoid it or prevent it. For instance, if a person wants to make many brochas, so he would wash, say a moitzi, eat a kazayis, bench, wash again, and nu netilas yadayim, nu moitzi, nu berachas hamazon. That is considered a brocha she'ein etzricha, and it is prohibited. If you could avoid or prevent making brochas, that's what you should do. The source of this halacha is in Yuma Dafayin. In the Mishnah Yuma Samech Esomet Beis, Chazal said that the Kohen Gadol b'Yom HaKippurim read from a Sefer Torah, and then they were goylel the Sefer Torah, and an osa b'chodesh b'chumish ha'pikudim hoyu koira bal peh. The Gemara asks why bal peh, they could be goylel the Sefer Torah from one place to the other. Ein goylel and Sefer Torah b'tzibur mishum kvoid ha'tzibur. So why didn't they bring another Sefer Torah? Because there is a halacha d'vorim shebechsav yi atar shai l'omran bal peh. So obviously the Kohen Gadol violated this halacha. Why? Why didn't they bring another sefer? Two tirutzim. Rav Huna Breide, Rav Yeshua says, "Mepnei pgomoi shel rishon." It would be a besoin for the first sefer because people would think that they found a psul. Rish Lakish omer, "Mepnei she'asul levarech brocha she'ein etzricha." Meaning this: if they would be goyel the first sefer, there would be no need for an additional brocha, because as long as you read from the same sefer, there's no brocha. But because ein goylen a sefer Torah b'tzibur, and they need another sefer, you need to say another brocha, and therefore it's a brocha she'ein etzricha. And from this sugya, the poskim learn, like it is made clear in Tosfos Yeshonim on this bat, she'asur legrom lebrocha she'ein. And various halachas we learn from this sugya. The common denominator between them is the prohibition to cause a brocha she'ein etzricha. Two most basic examples. Tosfos Yeshonim on the spot. Yuma Dafayin Omed Alef. Chen Gam B'Menachos Lamed Vov Omed Alef. Anan Chulin Samach Zayin Omed Alef. Tosfos says, Legabe Shechita, a shoychet, a professional shoychet. That is shoychet many animals, many behemoths, many oifis, should not talk between one behemoth and the other, because if he does talk, he will need to say berchas hashchita once again. Vasul legrom, brocha she'ein etzricha. Therefore, he should abstain as much as he can from being mafsik between one shechita and the other. A similar halacha, Tosfos is mechadish, in the same sources as I quoted. That is the interpretation of the Issa we find in Soita Daf Mem Dalet. Hasach bein tefillah letefillah choizem orche amalchoma. Miu isha yore varacha levav miaveri shibiyodoi. So it is prohibited to talk between tefillin shaliyad and tefillin shalosh. The Rambam and Rashi maintain, it's in Perik Dalet, halocha Dalet of Hilchos Tefillin, the Rashi and Rambam maintain that you only say one brocha to patter both tefillin shaliyad and tefillin shalosh. However, if you make a hefsek, if you talk between tefillin shaliyad and tefillin shalosh, you need to say another brocha, and that is the iser asach bein tefillah letefillah, because he causes a brocha she'eina tzricha. These are the two well-known examples of brocha she'eina tzricha. There might be room for a diak. Tosfos Yeshonim, Yom Adafayin, writes, Mekan yesh lilmod, Shashoichet asulo lasuach, Bein shchita leshchita, Bein behema lebehema, Kedei lachzor velevarech. This loshon, this formulation, would seem to indicate that it is only an issa if his intention is to say the brocha once again. But if he has no intention to say another brocha, it is just a result. But he's talking because he has what to say, because he wants to chat with his friend. In that case, it wouldn't be an issa. Because the loshon of Tosfos Yeshonim is asach bein shchita leshchita kedei lachzor velevarech. We find a similar formulation in the Rosh, Alochas Ketana, Silchas Tfilin, Simen Tezva, Velegabe Tfilin. But this would be a gross mistake. The source of the Issur, of the prohibition, to cause a Bruch Hashem Tzich is in Yuma. If they would bring another Sefer Torah, it wouldn't be because they want to say more Bruchas, but rather to avoid the Isser of the Devorim Shebichsav Yita Rasha Elohim Peh. And nevertheless, the Gemara says, Ein Mavochem Bruch Hashem Etzich. And it is also clear in all of the Poiskim, including the same Tosfos and the other sources, that this Isser would apply regardless of why he wants to talk or make the Hefzik. So how do we understand the Rosh and Tosfos when they say, Kedei, in many, many sugis in Shas, the formulation kedei is used as a certain shiel. Kama zman stira in Soita Davdalet, kedei litzlot beitza. Gittenchov Zayin, when the Gemara deals with a get that was found, lost and found. How much time could elapse and we should say the get that was lost is the get that was found, kedei shetavor shayara. So kedei doesn't mean in order to. Sometimes kedei means a shia, and I think that is the kavon of Tosfos and the Rosh. Asur להשיח שיחה שיש בה כדי לחזור ולחייב אותו בברוכה. There is only a prohibition on talking if what he says would obligate him to say an additional ברוכה. That is the כוונה כדי לחזור ולברך. Because if what he says refers to the mitzvah, it's essential to the mitzvah, then that would be no hefsek. And that is the kavanah of the Rishonim, kedei lachzor velevarech. It's not that his intention is to say another brocha, but it is only prohibited to talk in a fashion in which what he says would necessitate another brocha. What is the essence of the Isser to cause a brocha shein etzricha? To me it is clear, this is not a brocha levatola, because b'sho that he says the brocha, it is a chiyuv. So what would be the Issa? How would we define the Issa of Baruch Hashem Netzlich? I think it's a Svora. It's a Svora in Ratzon HaTorah. If Shavuot Shav is alav, Moitzi Shem Shemayim Levatola is an answer. Baruch HaLevatola is an Issa de Rabbanan. The underlying factor is Kvoid Shmoi HaGodol Yisborach. So Chazal HaMechadesh Mesvora. It would be reasonable to assume that it is not right to be goyim a brocha she'ein atzurich. One should say a brocha with awe and trepidation, and not just say brochas without any need. That would be the essence of the Issa of Brocha Levatola. And that would also be the explanation to an interesting phenomenon we find in Halach. Sometimes Baruch Hashem Netzlich is mutar lechatchila, when the intention and the reasoning for this Baruch Hashem Netzlich is to be mekayim a mitzvah, or to get out of a halachic dilemma and problem. Because when the reasoning, when the rationale to cause this Baruch Hashem Netzlich is avodas Hashem, in that case, it would need not be considered as a loser or a bezoyan of Kvoid Shmoy HaGodol Yisborach. Let me give you a few examples. Maybe the most obvious one is the Machloikas Rashba and Derosh, brought by the Bais Yosef and Hilchas Tefillin Simachof Hei. One of the halachas of Baruch Hashem Netzlich is not to make a hefsek, not to talk between Tefillin Shiar and Tefillin Shirosh. So there's a machloikas in Rishonim whether a person should answer Kaddish and Kedusha between the two tefillin. According to the Rashba, yes. Tshuva the Rashba Chelek Esim and Yud Gimel. The Rosh Hilchas Tefillin Siman Tes Vav. The Rosh says no, it is a prohibition. That is also considered a Baruch Hashem Netzlich. Shulchan Aruch is Machmik Shitas Rosh. I think it's Siman Chof Hei Seif Tet. What is the Rashba Svora? Obviously, the Rashba argues this is not defined as a Baruch Hashem Netzlich. Of course, it's Tzricha, because he has to say Kaddish and Kedusha. However, the Rosh would assume no. Kaddish and Kedusha is a mitzvah. But if Brocha She'ein Etzrich is a prohibition that overrides the mitzvah of Oine Kaddish VeKedusha, and the halacha is in accordance to the opinion of the Rosh. A similar case. Is it permissible to make Havsoka in the Shabbos morning meal to be Yoitza Shalashudas? In some circles, that was the minig. Many years ago, Tosfos Shabbos Kuf Yud Chesam and Aleph brings Yesh Mekoyim Shenoyagim, and Tosfos rejects this minig. Of course, Tosfos' argument is that's a brocha she'ein etzricha. In normal circumstances, 6 days of the week, you would just finish the Suda, wash at the beginning of Suda, and bench when you're through. But because he wants to eat Shalashudas and he wants to be Yoitzi Shalashudas in the morning, he prefers to make a hefsek a milidasi. The Taisa says that's a brocha she'ein etzricha and it's a prohibition. But this minig is based on the opinion of Halachas Gedolos, and Halachas Gedolos says yes, it's okay, and that is a proper minig. The Rosh, Tshuvas HaRosh Chal Chov Bei Siman Dalet, justifies this minig. According to the Rosh and Halachas Gedolos, it would not be considered a Baruch Hashem Netzlich because the rationale is to be Yoitze Shalashudas. And Dafka in this Machlokes, Tosfos is Meikel. However, Tosfos is Meikel only B'Sha'as Hadchak. So according, not Tosfos, I mean the Shulchan Aruch, Tosfos is Machmir. Shulchan Aruch is Meikel, but only B'Sha'as Hadchak, and that is in Shulchan Aruch Siman Reish Tzadik Aleph Siv Gimel. Shulchan Aruch writes, If a person eats shalashudis and he's afraid if he finishes the meal in the afternoon, he'll have difficulty eating another meal and would be considered an achila gasa. In that case, he could split the suda in the morning and be yoitzi shalashudis. So the rationale why this would not be a prohibition is because the reason he is splitting the suda is to be yoitzi the mitzvah of shalashudis. And when the intent is shleimus ha'maaseh, to perform a mitzvah like one should, that would not be considered a brocha she'eino tzricha. Source number 3, Mogen Avraham Simarish Tesvav Siv Koten Vav. Would it be permissible to say a brocha she'eino tzricha, or to cause a brocha she'eino tzricha, to achieve the number of mea brochais? In the middle of the week, it's easier to strike the mea brochas base, because each tefillas amida, each shmoinesa has yutes brochas, 19 brochas. Shabbos and Yom Tov, they only have 7 brochas. So the Shlok Kodesh writes, it's permissible to take some things off the Shabbos table in order to eat them after benching to add on to the list another few brochas reshoines and brochas achoines. The Mogen Avraham argues it's osur. It isn't justified because it's a brocha she'ein etzricha. However, even the Mogen Avraham is lenient to a certain degree, and he writes that the Bala Bayis is entitled to say in advance to the Bnei Abayis, don't bring this in to the Shabbos meal, don't put it on the table. So the argument is only whether he could say, take things off the table in order we should eat them later. However, the Mogen Avraham quotes the Knesset Gedolah that he is a machmir even in that case. That is source number 3. Source number 4. Siman Tofresh Tzadik Hei, we learn in Shulchan Aruch, it's a very short siman, Sachachal, one sif. Shliach Tzibur is mavdal bebeis medrash, beis knesses, meitzoi Shabbos, to be moitzi the people that are homeless, that don't have the means to say avdola. Birke Yosef quotes, Shara Tzachuvis Sharei Yeshua, Mahari Zayan. He argues, if the Shliach Tzibur makes Avdola in Shul, then you cannot make Avdola on your own, because that would be defined as a Brocha She'ein Etzricha. The Berkei Yosef rejects this Chiddush at great length, arguing, he's Mechuyev B'Brocha. He just has two different options. He could be Moitzi Al Yidei Acherim, he could be Mevorach B'Atzmo, but he's Mechuyev B'Brocha. So in that essence, it is different than all the other precedents, all the other cases of Brocha She'ein Etzricha. I just want to clarify and strengthen the argument of the Birkei Yosef. Tosis makes it clear in Brochas Chof Aleph Amid Beis, and once again in Sukkot Daf Lamed Ches, even though there's a halacha shamei koine b'kol makom, but there is a hidur to make your own brochas. So the same rule would apply to Berchas Avdola, and therefore he could make Avdola himself, he could make Avdola at home, even though he already heard Avdola in Shul. That Avdola was designated to the homeless and not to all members of the community. There's a fascinating Rambam, Perek Aleph Melchas Maaser, Halacha Tet Zayin. The various mitzvahs that Luyas Boretz, Truma and Trumas Maaser, Maaser Rishon, Maaser Sheni, Maaser Roni, each and every one of these maases is a mitzvah b'fnei atzmoi, and each of them merits a brocha. However, the Rambam writes that if a person is mafash tumas amasas b'chod amachta in the same time, he should only say one brocha. Asher kedushonu b'mitzvah sezonu la'afrish trumot u'masrot. We find this yisoid in the Rambam once again in Perek Dalad of Hilchos Tefillin. The Rambam maintains that you only make one brocha on both tefillin, even though tefillin shiyad and tefillin shirosh are two different mitzvahs. So why wouldn't he make a brocha lahaniach tefillin shel yad and lahaniach tefillin shirosh, or al mitzvahs tefillin shirosh? So the Rambam says, If he puts on both tefillin together, then he says, Lo'oniach tefillin. Why? Why shouldn't he say a proper brocha on each and every one of the tefillin, each and every one of the tumas and maizes? Maybe that is also included in the basic concept of brocha she'en etzricha. Or maybe even brocha levatola. Because these mitzvahs are similar by nature, by essence, all of them are mitzvahs at Louis Boris. Both of them are mitzvahs tefillin. In the context of brocha she'en etzricha, the halacha is minimize the number of brochas you say, and therefore we include tumas ma'ases in one brocha, as we include tefillin shirad and tefillin shirosh in the same brocha. An interesting observation would be in Hilchas Berachas Areiach Leishtet Zayin. The Gemara says al atzei b'somem mavorach atzei b'somem im zeh mena esev mavorach isbei b'somem. Musk or other perfumes, fruits that have a good odor, a good smell, each and every one of the elements that has a reach toiv merits its own brucha. Al kulam im omer boyimine besamim yotzo. So if a person has various different types of besamim, would he say one brocha, or would he say a different brocha, a separate brocha on each and every one of them? Why would this be different than the two Rambams? Tumas Amaisis, Loniach Tfilin. Why regarding Bechzarech would he say many separate brochas? Alat? Include them all in one brocha. Which brocha? Boinim and Vesomim? I don't think so. Boyda Medina B'somim al Atzai B'somim al Izvei B'somim is a B'dievet, just like Shahakal by Oichlin al Kulam Imom Shahakal Yotzo, but it's not Lechatchila. But why wouldn't he say Boyda Atzai V'Izvei Uminei B'somim? Well, Shara Tshuva on the Spatziv Kotten Bay is quoting the Chidon Machzak Brocha, brings some poiskim that say yes, if in the same time he intends to smell various different types of Mislamim, he actually would say Borei Atzei Ve'izbei Ve'minei Mislam. In accordance to the Rambam's opinion that you minimize the number of brochas, and if you could include two mitzvahs in the same brocha because they bear similarity, that's what you should do. We find a precedent in the area of Berachas Anahen and Berachas Me'en Sholosh. If you wait mezaynus, peiros m'shivas aminim shel Eretz Yisrael, yayin, you include them all in the same short brocha, which would say Ala oretz va'ala mechio val peruseo val pri gavno. So in these three sources, three halachas, we see that a person is supposed to minimize the number of brochas, and therefore he includes different tumas and maizes in the same brocha, tefillin shaliyah, tefillin shalosh in the same brocha, brocha achroina ala mechio, various different elements in the same brocha. And according to some poiskim, the same rule applies to besamim. He would only make one brocha, in which he would thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Borei Atzei Ve'izbei Ve'minei Besamim. And my feeling is that this belongs in the context of the general rule of Asur Legrom Brocha She'eino Tzricha. This is a very interesting sugya connected with the weekly parasha. But this week's parasha, as I mentioned at the beginning of the Shira Zaseh Sadebris, Mamad Har Sinai and Kabbalah Satoira. And many times in the past I discussed the fascinating Orachaim in this week's parasha. And the Pasuk v'yisu merefidim v'yachanu b'midbar v'yichan sham yisu neged ahar, the Orachaim comments that this Pasuk indicates the three most basic components of Kinyan Torah. Number one, v'yisu merefidim. Chazal interpret refidim sh'rofu yedeyem midivrei Torah. The most important thing, if a person wants to achieve greatness in Torah, is turn away from rifyon yodayim. Kach yidarka shal Torah pas b'melech toichel mayim b'msurat tishtal awaratz tishan v'chai tzar tichye. V'im eta osek an ashrecha b'yolam hazeh v'toiv lecho l'yolam haba. Ena Torah niknei selo b'yegiyah, only with omal and with toil could a person degree achieve any level of greatness in Torah. And the Rambam makes this very clear in Hilchos Talmud Torah. A person shouldn't even think that he could live in comfort and in pleasure and also achieve greatness in Torah. Eina Torah niknes elo biyegiyah. There's an unbelievable story told in Shabbos Kuf Mem Zayin Amid Beis on the great Tana Rabbi Loza ben Aruch. He was one of the great disciples of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. And Chazal tell the story, he once went to a bathhouse, sauna, don't know what it was. And when he left the bathhouse, he opened the Chumash and he read in the Chumash. And instead of Achoydish Azelochem, he said, Acharei Shayalibam. Obviously confusing the Dalad with the Reish, instead of Achoydish, HaCheresh, and instead of Lochem, he said Libom. Chazal say that proves if you want comfort, if you want to live it up, then you cannot achieve greatness in Torah. But I remember since first learning this Gemara as a young boy, I was disturbed. Doesn't make sense. Because he went once to a sauna or to a bath, he forgot Ivra. Well, I could understand that he forgot the pshat he said a week ago in the Ktzoy Sechushin, in the nuances and the amkas of the Nesivas. He forgot Chumash, couldn't read a Pusuk. Is it reasonable? Does that make sense? I don't think so. My feeling is, this wasn't natural phenomenon. These great Tanoim, Kodesh Baruch Hu led them every step along the way with Gilui Shechina. Shlomo HaMelech, when told by HaKodesh Baruch Hu, voice a request and it will be given. I will bestow upon you whatever you wish. What did Shlomo HaMelech request? He had one bekosha. V'notato le'avdecho leiv shomea. If you have a leiv shomea, you have it all. You have everything going for you. If you lack a leiv shomea, the do leizbei mabei. If there is a concept leiv shomea, then there must be a concept lev cheresh. That was the remez. Acharei Shayalibam, Rabbi Loza, the great sage, with his special kirvus Elokim, he went to the Merchatz. A red light flashed, a reminder, Min HaShomayim, Acharei Shayalibam. Do you want Chershus Alev, Tipshus Alev? It's not that he forgot Ivra. This was a special indication from the heavens, from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. A warning signal. HaChareish Haya Liba. V'yisu merfidim v'yachanu b'midbar, the Orachayim HaKadosh says, v'yachanu b'midbar z'remez, the Cheshivas of Shiflus and Anova. Without Anova, one cannot achieve greatness in Torah. Rabbeinu Yoni writes in Novus, a main derech eretz in Torah, shelo oilam lo tishkon haTorah, ela beguf shu metukun b'midas tovus. Midas tovus are the foundation of Torah. Without midas tovus, Torah means nothing. One cannot achieve greatness in Torah as long as he is a Balgaiva. And that is why Midas Tovus and especially Anava are essential to Kinyan Torah. And that is the remez of Yachanu Bamidbo. That is actually the interpretation of Rashi, not Rashi, but rather the Ran in the Dorim Daf Nun Hey. Ma'idichsib Bamidbo Matona. Kol ha'meisematzbuk Midbo Atoyna Nitenet Lo Bamatona. Rashi explains Midbar is a mokam hefka, mafkar atzmoy lelamed Torah lakol. But the Ran's interpretation is meisem atzmoy kemidbar. Of all the different types of topography that we have in the world, the poorest, the most dismal, is the desert. The desert has nothing to offer. The desert cannot sustain life. No water, nor fruit. No vegetation, no shade, only sand and sun and scorching heat. So when Chazal say Meisem Atzmoy Kemidbar, Atoyra Netenet Lo Bamatona, it could either be interpreted as a remez of Yisurim and Yegiah, or Istapkus Bemuat, Anava and Shiflis. V'yachano b'midbar, Or Chaim interprets, V'yichan sham Yisur neged ahar, Ki yeshechot b'revechot b'dibuk chaveirem pilpul hatalmidim. Chazal prays b'nei Eretz Yisrael, Shemachadadin ze et ze b'haloch. Dibuk chaveirem pilpul hatalmidim are essential. Essential to Kinyan Torah. And that is the third remez in this pasuk. Ibid d'Italia, I would say, Vayichen Shom Yisrael Neged Ahar means not only Dibuk Chaveirem Mampil Palatalmidim, but also Ahava V'Achava V'Sholem V'Reyes. There's a fascinating story which we all know. Bava Metzia Daf Nun Tes. When the two greatest Tanuim of the time, of the era, Rabbi Eliezer ben Orkus and Rabbi Shua ben Chananya, had an argument about Tanur Shel Achanoi, a certain Aloch and Tuma V'Tahara. Rabbi Eliezer says, Im Aloch Ekemoni, Charuv Yochiach. Ve'ne'akar charuv mimkomo. Rabbi Yeshua argues, Ein mevi'im ra'ayim en acharuv. Rabbi Eliezer says, Zimaloch ha'kamoisi, Amas ha'mayim yuchiach. Amas ha'mayim chazal achurav. Rabbi Yeshua ben Chanani is steadfast in his opinion. Ein mevi'im ra'ayim ma'amat ha'mayim. Rabbi Eliezer looks around and he says, Kois le'beis ha'medesh yuchichu. And they started to crumble and fall. Ga'arba em Rabbi Yeshua ve'amar, Im tamid ha'chachom ha'menatzchen zeh lezeh ba'aluch ha'atama lechem, lo naflu mishum kvoido shel Rabbi Yeshua, ve'lo amdu mishum kvoido shel Rabbi Eliezer. What was the point of Rabbi Eliezer? Why did he want to prove that he's right by the charuv, amas ha'mayim and kois le'beis ha'medesh? Some of us might think, well, he is desperate. They don't want to listen to him. They reject his opinion. He looks out of the window and he sees a charuv. So he says, charuv yochiach. Rabbi Shua says, ein meviyayin marayim en achiyuruv. He looks out of the other window. He sees a stream. So he says, amas amayim yochiach. Rabbi Shua still doesn't want to budge. No more windows. He looks at the roof, he says, Kois le'beis ha'medesh yuchichu. Maybe, but that is not the way we learn Chazal. In Chazal, there is always pnimius. Everything is profound. No, nothing is incidental. My feeling would be, Charuv yuchiach. Charuv is always a remez to a stapkus b'muat. to Yegia Miut Ta'anug Kol Olam Kuloi Bishvil Chanina Beni Nizon V'Chanina Beni Da'eloi Bekaf Charuv V'Midgamo Ases Brochus. Reb Shimon Bar Yochai V'Beno Reb Elozar Beno, they were sitting 12 years in the cave. What did they eat? Etz Charuv. And that is what Reb Elozar means when he says Charuv Yochiach. Then he says Amas Amayim Tochiach. What is the remez of Amas Amayim? Tanas of Zayin Toyre Nimshul Al Amayim Ma Amayim Menichim Mokum Gavoya Yodim Lamakom Namuch Ad Divrei Toyre Ein Meskayim Enele B'Mishidato Yishvelo. That is the remez of Amas Amayim Yochiach. And then he says Koyse B'Samedesh Yochichu. The walls of the Beis HaMedesh in which I was marbitz Torah, lechaverim makshivim, letalmidim hagunim, they should testify. Rabbi Eliezer ben Hyrcanus indicates the three asoides of the Orachaim: Charuv, Yegia, Va'omol, Ames Amayim, Anova v'Shiflis, Koyse Beis HaMedesh, Dibuk Chaverim, Pilpul HaTalmidim. As I mentioned before, maybe I would suggest Ahavas Reim Ve'yichen Sham Yisua Neged Ahar. When we stood at the foot of Har Sinai, we stood there together. One people, one nation, like one individual. Ki Yishechod U'Belevechod. It is then that we are beautiful, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves us. When we stand together, Ish es re'eu yazoru, ulachiv yomar chazak. You should always have the zchiyah l'kadosh shem shemayim, ulekarev leiv yisrael elavim shem shemayim, ba'ahava ba'achava v'sholoim uvereyes. In the zchus of Talmud Torah, we should all be zoich to Yeshua Selamim, Biyaz Goyol Tzedek, and Binyan Beis HaMikdash, Bemheirov Yomeinu Amen.